You heard.
Quote number one from Shem Mishmuel, the portion of Ha'azinu. Listen. The purpose of creation was for all to become one bundle, to do the will of the Creator. But because of the sin of Adam HaRishon, it was ruined, until even the best in these generations were unable to unite together to serve the Creator, except for a few individuals. And the correction for this began in the generation of separation, in which there was a division within the human race. Meaning the correction began, and a group of people assembled together to serve the Creator. And this started with Abraham and his offspring to become a community of people gathering to serve the Creator. Thus Abraham used to walk and call out in the name of the Creator, until a large group of people joined him, who were called the people of the house of Abraham. And it continued to grow until it became the congregation of Israel. And the final correction will be in the future, when everyone will become one bundle to do the will.
Item 2, Bala Sulam, Peace in the World. The attribute of singularity exists within each of us, whether more or less. And although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason, that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is single in the world and the roof of all creations, and the root of all creations. Still, out of the sensation of singularity, when it sits within our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became the source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world. And indeed, there is no single person in the world who is free from it, and all the differences are only in the way it is used. For the desire of the heart, for ruling, or for honor, and this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to abuse and exploit all the people for his own private benefit with every means possible without taking into any consideration that he is going
option. Next, number 3.
Number 3, Bala Sulam, Writings of the Last Generation. Thus, the world is now in a state of total ruin. It is very primitive in the political sense, as in the age of the cavemen. The first fruit of the ruin came upon us in the form of Nazism, which is ultimately merely a direct offshoot of democracy and socialism, meaning of the leadership of the majority. Once the restraints of religion, manners, and justice have been removed, it turns out that the world erroneously considers Nazism a particular offshoot of Germany. In truth, it is the offshoot of a democracy and socialism that were left without religion, manners, and justice. Thus, all the nations are equal in that. There is no hope at all that Nazism will perish with the victory of the Allies, for tomorrow the Anglo-Saxons will adopt Nazism, since they too live in a world of democracy.
Next.
Item number 4, Bala Sulam, Writings of the Last Generation. On the one hand, his prophecy can be regarded as having been fully realized. Marx's prophecy. The powerful people having been sitting for a while on the fear of certain ruin, on wondrous arms that have been accumulated, and of which there is not a shred of hope to be rid or to balance. Also, economists see their ruin in their eyes, and any chance of salvation has been quenched from reality. The hungry multitudes are accumulating in terrible masses each day. The working class has almost completed its ripeness, etc., etc. On the other hand, we find the opposite. Fascism is growing daily. First Italy, now Germany, tomorrow Poland, and America is also on the verge.
Excerpt number 5, Baal HaSulam, The Peace. The corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By that standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation.
Bring it out according to the time.
Excerpt number 6, Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 19. All this agony is felt only by the klipa of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for himself was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and to turn it into a will to bestow. And the pains we suffer are but discoveries of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate the will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist, and we will all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to fulfill our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for ourselves, it is the source of all the worries, sufferings, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies. And you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the will to bestow. And it is, as we have said, that the path of suffering in itself can bring us to the desired form.